Hey everyone, this is Grace.
And this is Justin.
You're listening to the Perspective of a Hairdresser's podcast,
where we discuss the experiences between seasoned and unseasoned hairdressers alike. Welcome to our show.
Hey everybody, it's Grace.
And Justin.
And we're back with another episode about drugstore versus salon quality shampoo and conditioner. I've been seeing this all over my For You. I think this is a good topic because it opens up the door to educate a lot of people on hair. I feel like since COVID, like the average person is getting more into educating themselves on hair and beauty. But this topic in particular is striking up a little bit of controversy. Let's go ahead and talk about it.
I haven't seen this, so I don't really quite know what's going on, but I'm excited to talk about this because I've been saying this for years, like drugstore shampoos are not the best for your hair, but I'm excited to see what other people are saying.
So there's a couple videos in particular that have struck my interest. There is one that it is a girl talking about how she started using Pantene after using salon quality products for however long, and she said that it made her hair stop falling out, which is a crazy thing to say. My first thoughts on that is, wow, I don't know if that's true.
I don't either.
You know, like I feel like that's just an internet troll trying to get attention.
Also, I feel like there's a lot of other factors that come into play when switching up your shampoos. Like, obviously, I don't use the same shampoo for years.
No.
And I like to switch mine up, but mine are all salon quality shampoos and conditioner. Oh, I don't use conditioner, but mine are all salon quality. So I don't really notice a difference, but
yeah, I feel like definitely on the same wavelength as Justin. If you are using the same shampoo or conditioner for more than, like, I don't even know, like 5 years, you've been using the same shampoo and conditioner, you're probably not getting the best results out of it, because just how weight fluctuates, the condition of your scalp is fluctuating as well, and what you're using isn't always gonna complement how your scalp is feeling. This is a big thing that happens in salons. People come in, it's winter time, they're just not brought to light that your scalp is going to get dry and it's not going to be moisturized. The weather's going to affect it, and you're not going to be using the same shampoo and conditioner that you're using in the winter as in other seasons. So that can have a huge effect on your hair. If you're using the same type of shampoo and conditioner for a long period of time, it could end up creating problems for you.
Also, with those drugstore shampoos, a lot of those are filled with like parabens and wax, mm-hmm, and additives that make your hair feel good initially, but after you use it for a while and there's product buildup on the hair, it can really cause damage.
Exactly. The best analogy for people to like have this understand is it's like smoking, okay? Smoking is not going to affect you the first couple times you have been smoking. Like, you're not going to feel a difference in your body or your lungs. But after a period of time, you're going to start feeling those pains, you know? You're going to start to feel a little different. And that's the same if you're using a drugstore shampoo. Those different ingredients that are not made to go in your hair are going to make that build up, and soon you're going to have your scalp is going to be producing oil so much, your color's not going to stick, your hair is going to be patchy when you get it bleached or if you do it by yourself, and you're like, huh, why is this happening? I don't do anything different to my hair, yada yada yada, how did this come about? And that is because of all the ingredients in a drugstore shampoo, and it's not helping you out.
I seen this video one time where they were testing out, so they had like colored swatches of hair, and then they were shampooing them with all the different, mm-hmm, types of and brands of shampoos, some professional, some not professional, and just to see like after one wash with those shampoos how much color actually came out of the hair after it was dried. It was insane. So you can't sit there and tell me that those drugstore shampoos are better for your color and for your hair than professional product.
Yeah. Also going off of this is I saw another video that was like, why doesn't salon grade shampoo and conditioner, Suds up the same as drugstore. And Suds is a huge misconception when it comes to cleanliness of your scalp and how good your shampoo and conditioner is. Suds is basically a made-up thing. It doesn't do anything. You could have a shampoo that doesn't suds at all, and it could be just as cleaning or even more cleaning than something that suds overly.
I know that there was a huge wave of people in the past couple of years who are like, oh, no sulfate. Oh, no sulfate. My thing is, there are good sulfates.
100%, yeah.
There are organic sulfates, and there are waxy plastic sulfates.
Mm-hmm.
So it all depends on like what quality of sulfates is in your product, because not all sulfates are bad sulfates.
Another thing I actually just got, someone came up and one of my friends, I was recently on a trip and they asked me, I want to stop washing my hair as much. My hair is so oily. What do I do to get my hair to stop being so oily? And this also comes up in the salon a lot. The average person loves to shampoo their hair every single day or every other day. And that's all good and dandy, but that can also cause your scalp to overproduce oils. If you're stripping the natural sebum from your scalp every single day, your scalp is basically saying, oh my gosh, it's dry again. I need more. I need more. I need more. And that's kind of putting you in a cycle of you're definitely going to be oily the next day, or it's starting to get in that routine of I need to overproduce. And what I told my friend was, here's the thing. You need to pick a day that you want to wash your hair, or pick a couple days. For a lot of people who want to start out getting a hair washing schedule, you'll probably ease into doing washing your hair only 3 times a week, and then 2 times, and then you'll get down to 1, and then you'll realize that you're retraining your hair to last longer. The health of your scalp is going to be a lot better. I was definitely a person that washed my hair every single day, and my hair has never been more oily when that was happening. And now I wash my hair once, maybe twice a week, and I can go all week with it being barely even noticeable that my hair is oily.
Oh, same here. I literally wash my hair once or twice a week as well.
Yeah.
And I do not. Also, like I said earlier, I don't use conditioner on my hair, because when I get out of the shower, I immediately blow it dry and then add product in it. So I want it to last for a couple of days. And if I use conditioner, it doesn't last as long.
Products are so important. I feel like people say this all the time. Oh, I don't use product. I just air dry my hair. And people don't want to buy product, which to me, obviously, you just spent how much on your hair? You don't want to buy another $60 worth of product. That's definitely an expense. But I feel like now that people have been getting into like skin and all that type of stuff, your hair is just like a skincare routine. Like, it's only going to get better the more you experiment with different products and you find a good routine that suits your hair.
Exactly.
And it definitely takes time. Like, the first product you're going to buy could be a hit home run, your hero product, but it's not always going to be. My experience, I've just now gotten into products because I've realized the benefit. And also, once you realize how much better your hair looks, you can't go back to not using product, honestly. Like, it feels amazing. It looks so healthy and shiny when you're using the right products for your hair.
Even after shower products too, like styling product and all of that also is a very big takeaway, because you don't want to be sitting there dry shampooing the crap out of your hair
yeah.
on all the other days just because you feel like it's oily. But, you know, a lot of times that can cause buildup as well.
I think if you do a little research, talk to your hairstylist or talk to a friend that you know is into hair or is a hairstylist, they can definitely help you. I get this question all the time when I go back home or I see my friends that aren't in the community or in the industry is, oh my gosh, I just got my hair done and it doesn't look as good as it did. It's starting to not look as good as it did when it was in the salon. And it's because your stylist are using products to get the look you want. And that's something that more people should start paying attention to when your stylist is about to style you or is telling you about this product and the benefits. Really listen and be like, oh, is that something I'm experiencing at home? is that, or I know it can feel kind of salesman-y, like, oh, this product, but they're not going to use something on your hair that's not suited for you.
Right.
And it's not like you have to buy the whole package of what they use in your hair, but maybe just buy one thing and feel the difference for yourself and really experiment with yourself.
When we use product on people's hair, we use product on their hair.
Yeah.
Like, we don't use one little pump or two little pumps on, like, we are coating the hair with product
100%.
To be able to get that nice, sleek, soft blowout that everybody loves, you know?
Yeah. Also, another thing that I feel like happens to me a lot is when I get to the end of my styling and I send my client on their way, they're so happy with their hair, and they come back to me, they're like, oh my gosh, my hair lasted so long. What did you use? Like, that's an amazing feeling when people are like, that blowout lasted for the whole week and I didn't have to do anything to my hair. And believe me, it just takes practice. You can do this at home where you don't have to be putting time into your morning routine of doing your hair every single day. You can perfect that one good style that you love and you know how to do. That can last you all week, and that can save you so much time in the morning for stuff that you want to do instead of standing looking in the mirror for however long it takes you to do your hair, or just throwing it up in a bun and not feeling the most confident. You know what I mean? So, Justin, what is your scalp health like? What's your hair like? What do you gravitate towards when you go to pick out a product?
I typically go for a product that is a little bit more clarifying. I want to get my hair like squeaky clean as possible.
Yeah.
I mean, my hair's so short anyways that it really doesn't matter. But also, like, when I get out of the shower and I blow it dry, it takes me like 2 seconds to blow it dry. So as far as like styling product as well, I use like a sea salt pomade styling cream and put that in my hair, and then I'll just use hairspray.
And
so
what kind of texture is the pomade for you? Is it like a sticky, a hard, a medium hold?
It's not super sticky. It's more creamy. But once you put it in the hair, you can definitely feel like it has some tackiness to it.
Yeah.
But it's, I'd say it's like medium hold.
Okay. Yeah.
So it's not like super, super tacky. It's not like a clay or anything. It's more like a styling cream.
Yeah. For me, I want my hair also squeaky clean at that end of the week. My head starts to get really itchy when I don't wash my hair, and that's the worst feeling. But how I wash my hair is I am a big like hydration person. My hair is very dry and I don't like the texture or the feeling of my hair being really dry and really stiff. And that sort of happens to me. I won't be able to run my fingers through it once I've had the week of the products that I've used and the combination of not washing my hair. So what I do is I use a hydrating shampoo, and then I co-wash my hair after, so I can get the extra cleanliness of clarifying shampoo by doing two shampoos.
That's also another thing.
Yeah. Love co-wash. If you don't know what co-wash is a type of shampoo that has no suds, isn't a harsh clarifying shampoo, but still gives you the cleanliness feeling of washing your hair. For me, the reason why I use co-wash is because if I strip my hair too much, it'll start overproducing oils again and my head will get really dry. So I still want the feeling of a shampoo, but nothing too harsh. After I do that, I tend to lean to a really like creamy, thick conditioner because I like the feeling of when I am in the shower and I'm running the conditioner through my hair, giving myself a little scalp massage when I don't have extensions. I love the feeling of it just being like super smooth, super soft. That is like something I can't give up for me. I love that feeling.
Do you have one of those like scalp massager things?
Yes, 100%. I do. I actually have two. I have one and then I bought one for my partner because he kept using mine. And I was like, no, that's not for you. Get your own. But that's what I lean towards. What would you recommend for someone who has really thick hair, but it's dry?
Thick hair and dry. I would say probably definitely a hydrating shampoo and shampoo twice.
Yeah, for sure.
Because, you know, the science behind that is the first shampoo only gets the dirt, oil, debris, dust, anything out of the hair. And then the second shampoo actually cleanses and penetrates the scalp.
Mm-hmm.
So it even says on the bottle, if it doesn't rinse well the first time,
do it again.
Apply it again. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I feel, and also in doing that, you actually use way less shampoo because you're not having to shampoo as often as you normally would be.
Yeah, for sure. I feel like once people realize that they can get a personalized routine for them and they start figuring out what benefits them, you do end up using less product and you have your shampoo and conditioner for a longer time. My last shampoo and conditioner lasted me for about 4 to 5 months. And I just started my new one, and I probably won't need to buy shampoo and conditioner until it starts getting colder out, like more dry outside once the humidity stops. But let's kind of rattle off some different types of hair and texture and different things like oily or not oily, and recommend a good routine for them. So what comes to your mind when I say something like that?
I have been also gravitating my clients who have very fine, thin hair into not using conditioner.
Really?
Yeah. And they come back and they're like, oh my gosh, thank you so much for recommending that, because I feel like it's such a hard thing to not do anymore, just because you've been structured to be like, oh, I have to shampoo and then I have to condition.
Mm-hmm.
Like, sometimes you don't need condition. Because I think that I think of your hair as like a fabric. So I'm going to use a starchy product, shampoo, to get it squeaky clean and remove all product. And then conditioner is more like a fabric softener. So if your hair is super fine, I don't want to use a fabric softener on my, not that I'm saying to use a fabric softener.
Don't do that.
Talking as a conditioner. I'm not going to use that on my hair because I know that it's going to soften the hair.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want it to soften the hair. So why would I put it on my hair?
Gotcha.
So I have told them that same analogy, and they're like, oh my gosh, it's so great. I get so much more longevity out of not having to wash my hair as often. I was like, yeah, it's literally the thing. Why would you do that? But also on the flip side, if you have thicker hair, you want to use more conditioning, more softening products, because your hair needs more of that, especially if your density is a lot, or if your individual hair strand is super thick.
Mm-hmm.
You need more hydration.
Yeah. So do you feel like since they stopped using conditioner, particularly your thinner, finer hair clients, do you feel like the conditioner was weighing down their hair?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. I've never done that. I did not know that. That's definitely a good piece of information I'll pass on.
Even with styling product too. Like if my client who has very thin, fine hair, I'm not going to use a heavy cream-based product on their hair because it's only going to weigh it down. And I want their hair to last for a while. So I'm going to use more of a starchy-based product, which is like, I don't know, a volumizing spray or like a mousse or something that has some sticky, tacky type of product to really help hold it and maintain the look for a couple of extra days versus somebody with thicker hair. I'm going to use something heavier, cream-based product to really smooth out that hair and get it really sleek and fine looking so that it condenses the hair. And I don't have to worry about you walking outside and immediately humidity like poofing up the hair.
Yeah. Kind of on the other spectrum of that, my partner was having an issue. He has very short, thick hair. He has a buzz cut and he has to wear a hat every single day to work. It's part of their uniform. Mm. And his hair was getting so, so oily where he was like, I'm breaking out on my hairline. My head is so itchy. I feel like I'm so sweaty all the time. Like, what do I do? And I switched his shampoo and conditioner to just a co-wash because he was washing his hair every single day, making that oil, and the oils were being trapped inside his hat.
Yeah.
Which is, ew, gross, wash that every single day. So once he started switching to a co-wash, his scalp health changed so much because his scalp wasn't like, red alert, we need more oil, like we're trapped, like we have nowhere to go. His scalp condition sort of calmed down. And now that it's the winter, he started getting, well, when it was the winter, it's getting warmer here in New York now. It was really, really dry. And so we switched him to, he still co-washes and has a lightweight conditioner. And then he uses a scalp benefiting oil and he massages that into his head whenever he washes his hair or whenever it's extra dry. And his scalp feels amazing. Or that's what he said from now on.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
So because of the oil, it's kind of putting a barrier against his scalp.
Yeah.
So that way the oils from the cap that have been built up aren't rubbing against his clean scalp.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, pretty much. Which goes to show that your routine's never going to be the same. And experimentation is so important because if you don't switch up your products, you could be using something that did benefit you earlier but is not benefiting you now. And it's very important that you switch up and really pay attention to your scalp health, because your scalp health is what's going to make your hair feel stronger, better, and shinier. Because at the root of all it, that's where your hair is coming from. And if you're not taking care of that, it's probably your number one problem of why your hair is not feeling the way you want.
Use better product.
Yes.
It doesn't harm you. It's going to make your hair better. I don't care what people say about drugstore.
No.
Shampoos and conditioners. I mean, I get it, obviously, if you're on a budget. There are some sort of semi-safe ones out there. I don't know which ones, because I haven't shopped for drugstore shampoos in a while. But
you can find baseline, high-end, salon-quality shampoo and conditioner if you just do a little research.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm pretty sure the shampoo and conditioner that I bought for my partner was like $20. And I feel like you can definitely find $20 to spare for the health of your hair.
Right.
What the big takeaway from this episode is, don't hop on the bandwagon. Trends aren't always right. Form your own opinion and experiment with what you feel is right. And don't just be swayed by people on the internet saying, oh, this is out and this is in. Also, professionals aren't trying to ruin your hair. Professionals are on your side. They want you to have healthy hair. They want you to come back to them with healthy hair. It's a win-win scenario when you listen to them and they listen to you.
Exactly.
All right. See you next time.
See ya.
Bye. Thanks for listening to our show. If you liked what we talked about, subscribe, maybe like, and we'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye.